Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Last night's storm knocked out power for about 40,000 households in Middle Tennessee, but most are now back online. The Tennessean reports wind gusts reached at least 60 miles an hour. Since then, the Nashville Electric Service and its crews have been working on restoration. As of this afternoon, around 2,800 remain without power. NES expects to have power fully restored by midnight. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a $58 billion budget investing in rural hospitals, school vouchers, and law enforcement. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports on what's included.
While the state's typical sources of revenue are down, the legislature is counting on a new tax on inhalable hemp products to add $130 million to the budget. That's despite new laws discouraging hemp sales in the state and the fact that last year, tax collections on the industry totaled less than half that figure. This is Tennessee's first lean budget year in a while and the last of Governor Bill Lee's term. He was successful in expanding the school voucher program, although the legislature didn't fully commit to doubling the number of vouchers to 40,000 like the governor wanted. They still allocated the money to fund that many in the future. Lee was also able to get funding to expand the number of state troopers dedicated to fighting crime in Memphis, but the legislature slashed money he had set aside for youth programs in the city. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
About 200 T-Mobile employees in Chattanooga are set to be laid off by early June. It's the latest in a string of headlines about the wireless carrier trimming its workforce nationally. It's not clear whether the affected workers in Chattanooga will get severance pay or relocation options. You're listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.